You guys, have you heard about Squarespace? You must have, because I talk about it all the time. Their website has helped me with my businesses, but it will also help you grow your business. And it really does take the guesswork out of building a website. They have so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of our favorite product features is the Fluid Engine. With Fluid Engine, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace, it's never been easier for anyone to unlock unbreakable creativity. Start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. Stretch your imagination online with Fluid Engine, built in and ready to go on any new Squarespace site. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Okay, you guys, my husband and I are getting ready to celebrate the 15th anniversary of when we met. And we're kind of dorks about our anniversary and we love surprising each other. And so I'm really glad to have a place like Macy's where I can find something for the man who has everything. So if you're looking for your partner or your best friend or someone that you care very much about, like me, you're in luck because Macy's Friends and Family Sale is coming. And trust me, you don't want to miss it. You're going to get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale, like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more. And 15% off beauty, makeup, and more. Plus, free shipping when you spend $25. It's April 25th through May 5th at Macy's.com and in-store. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant makes navigation a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while you're on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation, compatible device and vehicle required.
Friends, it is the season of cheers. Shop the largest selection of wine, liquor, beer, mixers, and more delivered in as little as 1 hour.
Oh, that's so easy. Mini Bar Delivery brings the wine and liquor store to the palm of your hand. As featured in Rolling Stone, People, the New York Times Magazine, their app is loaded with party essentials, gifts, cocktails, entertaining tips, and the perfect finishing touch to any life moment.
And you'll get $10 off your first minibar delivery order with code IHEART. Get minibar delivery on the go, available on iOS or Android.
Is it hoarding if it's boots? I don't think so. A woman can never have too many pairs of boots. It's the perfect gift for your loved ones and for yourself. So this festival and concert season is all about boots. Everybody has to show up in style. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert with all your friends. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
First of all, you don't know me.
We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens,
smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl, you could sit with us girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens, drama, drama queens, drama queens.
Everybody, I missed you guys so much. Thank you for taking care of me last week and filling in. We're back with a fury this week.
Yes,
it is
we
the
are.
Season 3 premiere. So so much happened in this episode, including
a
ton of ADR, which we'll explain what that is later. But first things first, Haley came home the night of the fire, which Dan somehow survived.
He's like a cockroach.
Honestly, like Dan is so devious. 3 months have passed. Nathan ended up going to High Flyers. He still doesn't know if he can trust Haley again. Brooke moves into Nathan and Haley's old apartment, which is my favorite set. Like, I love hanging out in that set. I love that they never made us give it up. We just rotated it. Peyton is still emotionally struggling over what now? Like, what now? Her birth mother. And then Brooke and Lucas start casually dating. Were they dating, though? Like, I don't know. The whole, like, friends with benefit thing in the early 2000s was weird because it was, like, kind of this, like, girl power movement of, we're not going to be your girlfriend. We're just going to kiss anybody because we can be like boys.
I feel like we got kind of hoodwinked on that.
Yeah, we did. I think we duped.
Yeah.
I feel like that guy made this up and said it was our idea.
You know what it is? The same guy, you know how, like, Victoria's Secret, when they started doing, like, all the angel, like, fashion shows, we were told, like, oh, this is girl power. Love your body. And then we find out all these years later, it was, like, super misogynistic and just dudes.
Yeah.
I feel like that's the movement. They're like, tits up, girls. Tits up.
Oh, my God.
Just kissing. Yeah.
It's interesting. I will say, as much as I'm, like, meh on the idea, what I did like is that the director of this episode, Greg Prange, who was, you know, our on-site producer who knew us all really well, he did like to lean into what more was going on with the characters than was on the page.
Yeah,
because he was present for every single episode.
Yeah.
And so
he cared about these characters. I know
really
he did.
He really did. And I liked that he offered me space as an actor to say the lines. Mm-hmm. We're going to be casual and whatever. But then to show that it was a defense mechanism.
Of course.
Yeah.
Brooke was testing Lucas to see if he would play by her rules and keep showing up and sort of earn her trust. And I'm glad we had someone familiar to do that with, because otherwise I think it would have just felt icky.
Well, they would have wanted you to make it, like, sexy, and it's not. Mm. You're totally right when you say it's a defense mechanism. It's how far can I push you and you'll keep your promise to support me and be your, you know, be my guy.
Which Brooke needs after what she's been through with the last few guys. And with Lucas also. Like, she needs to be able to push a little bit and know that he's not just going to blow away with the wind.
Yeah.
Brooke also came back like Sabrina from Paris with these bangs that I loved so much.
I love
these bangs.
Too.
When was the last time
the
you
bangs
had
are
bangs?
Magic.
Wait, have you done this again, Sophia?
Yeah, I cut bangs.
Since then?
God, I can't remember if it was like just after my 30th birthday.
I can't believe you didn't cut pandemic bangs. Everybody on the planet cut pandemic bangs. Mm. And you're so good with them.
I really do enjoy them, but y'all, I have a cowlick. And so unless I blow dry them out, like, they go in two directions. So I've learned that bangs are a bit high maintenance for me, but man, did I like these bangs. And I feel vindicated that all the ladies are in support because I got yelled at when I cut these bangs by our boss. It was a real dick.
No.
Oh, yeah. And all these years later, I think they stand the test of time. So he can write off. My bangs were great.
You can just write the off.
He can just write off. Sorry, everyone at home. We're spicy tonight.
It's so
we're
late.
Spicy. I have my spicy tequila tonight.
Yeah, we're doing an evening podcast. We're all happily charged.
Wait, I wonder if fans can tell the difference when we do early morning podcasts versus, like, late night podcasts. Like, we should let them guess from now on. Like, morning or night?
Yeah.
Morning or
night? We should take a poll. Every week, we should actually do a poll. That would be so
on stories?
Fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. Was it morning or night? Yeah. I love it.
Can't like, you know who else had a great haircut? This episode is a drunk history edition.
Are we going to do
100%.
Are we going to do a drunk OTH history?
Can
where
we
have to tell the story of what happened all season long, but like...
Oh my God.
Like when you and I did Les Mis in four minutes or something?
Yes.
Yes. We're going to do a sloppy recap of season two.
No, I really, really like season three. I have, you know, anytime the fans ask us what season's our favorite, historically, for me, it's three. Because I, you know, I love Cheryl Lee. I love Kevin Kilner, who shows up in this episode. Like, I don't love crying all the time, but geez, I got to work with, like, you know, people I loved. And we all looked so fucking cute this season. Like, Joy, you and your little haircut.
Everybody's hair was so good.
Everybody's got a great bra on and tank tops.
What was that bra? Because it was the same one. Guys, it had such a specific front cut.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. So I know it was. And Joy, you're the one who spotted it. You were like, we're wearing the same bra. Mm-hmm. And
that's a perky bra. I don't know what it is, but yeah, I want it.
It probably comes from the terrible era of Victoria's Secret.
Yeah, it's the Friends with Benefit bra. That's what it is.
It has to. Yeah. Well, where else was there to shop for bra? There were really no alternatives at that time.
No, especially not
anyway.
In, you know, Wilmington.
Not
like,
in that part of town.
We had the one Victoria's Secret at the mall. That was it.
That was it. I know. But everybody did look really good. We looked cute. We were covering the bases of, oh my God, like you had the, Sophia, you had like the Sandra Bullock thing going on.
Oh my God,
you had
yes.
Meg Ryan, and I'm going to climb into Julia Roberts territory because you never know when my hair's going to go curly.
Oh, yes.
And I think we had this sort of like rom-com queen trifecta happening in the season three. I'm excited about seeing the rest of
it. I'm really excited. You know what too? This is when the like hocus pocus, not Hocus Pocus. What am I thinking of? Practical Magic, Hill.
Oh,
this is when
baby.
The Practical Magic thing started for us. When people were like, you guys should do Bullock and Kidman.
Oh my God.
I think, Joy, you just nailed it. I think it's the haircuts this season.
Who was our costumer this year? I can't even remember.
I don't know.
But we had somebody different come in.
Was it a guy? Oh, no.
He was season four.
Oh.
I feel like there were some changings of the guard between two and three, and you can see all of us feel like more comfortable.
I am
uncomfortable in those orange pants for myself now.
You looked cute in those orange pants, but listen, I'm telling you, this episode
was, the top of those pants?
Was all tank tops all the time, except for Nathan, who's not wearing a shirt at all the whole episode.
That's a good wardrobe choice for him, though.
We should tell James. Be like, hey, we made an executive decision for you. Just don't wear shirts.
As your coworkers.
It's a good choice.
As your friends, we'd like to tell you, we have an opinion.
I just love, okay, so do you guys remember when we were filming this whole, like, who killed Dan thing?
Yeah.
How obsessed our bosses were about creating the same kind of energy around our show that show Dallas had about like who shot JR. Oh my gosh, Hillary, I forgot about that. They were obsessed with it.
They would never stop talking about it.
And by the way, I, you know,
it worked.
It sort of, yeah. I mean, it literally could have been anyone except you or me. Because in the end montage of the show, they show every single character on our show angry at Dan, except for Brooke and Peyton. We're crying about other shit. You guys are all trying to kill Dan. It did feel like an episode of Clue. It was like, you know, it was Haley in the library with a candlestick. You know?
That's what the 40s episode should have been. Clue.
Oh my God, it should have been Clue.
It's not too late, Joy. It's not too late.
What if we did One Tree Hill Clue the movie?
Yes. But wait, so wait.
Choose your own adventure?
Yeah, 100%.
By the end of the series, Dan is dead. So who would be like the next victim on the show? If we're going to do One Tree Hill Clue, who dies next?
Okay, who's the next victim after Dan?
Rachel,
but she's not around yet. Who else? Who's the bad guy?
I don't know. There's
no other villain. He's the only villain.
I mean,
I guess Deb maybe would go next.
Oh, it would be such a shame.
It would be. But I don't know. Like, she's the only one that seems to have that, like, she could go bad if
she
wanted
to. But why does it have to be a main character? What if somebody dies in Tree Hill and then the rest of us have to investigate and prove our innocence? That's more fun.
I didn't do it, guys. I didn't do it.
It wasn't me.
I like that.
I've been on a webcam this whole time.
It's being watched by Watch Me Watch You, which we didn't revisit in this episode. And I kind of wish they had, just to recap and remind us that there was something creepy going on. Because that was a weird mislead in the end of last season.
It was very strange. And also, they made such a big deal out of it. Even in the beginning of the episode where Peyton and Lucas are having this moment where they're becoming like real friends again. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I've been getting these creepy emails. And I'm like, first of all, they're on AIM. Right. And second of all, we're never going to talk about them again.
No.
So like, you confide in him about it and then they disappear, which feels strange.
It feels not like a 16-year-old girl, because what I can tell you, having been a 16-year-old girl, is that when we're weirded out about something, we talk about it all the fucking time. Like, we don't just, like, drop it and then walk away.
No, it's so high school.
Yeah, you fixate on it.
Yeah.
What I will say, though, is that Peyton lives in this world of Watch Me Watch You for a while, like, for a couple seasons.
Yeah.
And really? I'm so paranoid anytime I stay in a hotel room or like an Airbnb or something that there are cameras everywhere. Like the seed was planted.
Oh, I always check in the vents.
Like there's a hole in the
wall. Like the air conditioning vents. I check every vent.
Do you know there's an app on your phone that can scan for hidden cameras?
What?
Because I do. Because Peyton Sawyer traumatized me. So now I'm just out there scanning every room I go into. Watch me while you.
I need this.
I'm into it. I think it's smart. I think everybody should do it.
That should be the name of the app. Watch me, watch you.
I see you, you pervert. I see you.
See you. Stop me from watching you.
You're sick.
Creeps. You know what else was creepy in this episode was that face in Peyton's bedroom that they kept shining a light on.
Yeah. Why did that face get a feature light? It's not right.
It was a sculpture? What was it?
We're in season three and Joy is like, what is that thing on your desk? And I'm just like, baby, that's been there since the pilot. It was like a dummy head. It was literally like a mannequin head, but the hair part had been removed. And so there was like pencils in it. Like it was like a pencil holder on the desk. And of course, that's the thing they spotlight. And it's so...
But like so Lucas is having this weird, really sincere... He's really trying to talk to you. And all I can see behind him is this strange...
Like a boogeyman head.
Sculpture.
Also, I must say, you can tell when something gets highlighted and when it doesn't. And in this episode, that head and that like D23, whatever that poster was.
Yeah, D12.
It's like
the M&M thing.
Yeah, they were like characters in the show. Why were they so
central? Here's what I think. If you notice, everyone's wearing a white tank top in this episode. Uh-huh. People's hair rarely changes. And we are constantly in front of the same backgrounds. I think we block shot the shit out of this episode. Because they spent so much time on the fire. Like there were certain things we had to spend a ton of time on. And so the other stuff, like the scene work, I think we block shot it. I don't know if we've explained block shooting to people at home, but
somebody explain it. Tell them what it is.
Tell them what it is, Hillary.
Fuck, no, guys, you're the directors. I'm just the bitchy actress.
Block shooting is when you take everything that's in one location in the whole episode and you film it all at one time. Or if there's
in directions.
In the directions, so that you're facing. I actually feel like we've explained this on the show before, but I can't remember. So you just face the same direction and everybody who's in that scene or in scenes in that episode in that location will file in and do their scene in that direction. So everybody's there all day long just waiting for their direction to be up. So you face the window, then you turn around and face the other side. And then sometimes it's four ways and then a wide shot. So it can be quite complicated. And sometimes in order to avoid the cameras having to move all day long, all the way around the room, around the room, around the room, around the room, they just stay in one place for 4 hours and then move again and stay in that place for another 4 or 5 hours. And then, you know.
It's not the best way to do it. I mean, it's
not.
It's a super big time saver, you know, but you can also tell too, like, you're not moving. Other thing I noticed,
to lose their minds a little bit.
All my scenes, Peyton doesn't look at anybody. It's like Chad over my shoulder or Kevin Kilner over my shoulder.
Because when you're saying things away,
it's two actors looking in the same direction. So you only need to set up the camera once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we were saving tons of time so that that fire would be the most epic fire that ever fired.
There were a lot of concert shots in that fire.
I remember driving out there that night, Hill.
We were so pumped. The buildup of this fire. It was like, guys, you're never going to see anything like it ever again in the history of your careers.
There's going to be an explosion. And we were like, okay. I also just remember being amped to stand in that parking lot because we were like, there's something to do.
Oh my God.
Yeah. There was just something to do other than go to Deluxe or go to the movie theater. And we were thrilled.
Blowing stuff up. We were in the parking lot of the Independence Mall. What is that? Mm-hmm. What road is that on? Eastwood? I can't remember anymore. But it, you know, it's like
North South Road, the big one.
It's the road with the freaking Victoria's Secret Mall.
Yeah.
Hot Topic, Victoria's Secret. What other stores? PacSun.
There was
Macy's.
A wet seal in that mall.
We had everything. We were living the dream, blowing stuff up in the parking lot. Mm-hmm. I remember us sitting in our cars being like, ooh, this is going to be the coolest thing ever. And everyone made it sound like it was going to be so dangerous. And looking back at it now, I'm like, it's a fire. Like,
it's a building on fire.
It's a building on fire.
It was super controlled, so it still felt safe, I guess.
Were we worried about Dan? Like, did anyone really think Dan was going to die besides Deb?
No.
I mean, it's awfully hard to be worried about Dan since we know what happens. It's kind of like, you know what happens with the Titanic. But, like, no one's surprised at the end
of
the movie.
Is Dan the iceberg?
But you're heartbroken. Dan is our iceberg, guys. That feels right. He really is.
The iceberg's not going anywhere.
Yeah, an iceberg's not moving for you. But I will say, I do think at the time when the show was airing, people really did wonder if he was going to die.
Yeah. I think so too. It was a big deal. It was a big whodunit, like what's going to happen. I think they did splashes on Entertainment Weekly on it. I think it was kind of all over all the little pop culture spots, like what's going to happen to Dan.
And you can tell even in the way that it was written, you know, where the firefighter says something to Barbara, you know, to Deb, and she says, my husband was inside. And he goes, they didn't tell you? Hold on, Captain. And you think, oh, somebody's coming to do a death notification. And then he comes around the side of that ambulance, sucking on an oxygen mask, and he realizes nobody's happy to see him.
What did you say he was like, Hillary?
Well, he looks like Hannibal Lecter with, like, the mask on because he's being so creepy. But he also looks like another Wilmington icon, Dennis Hopper in Blue Velvet, sucking on that oxygen mask.
Yeah.
Just Creepsville.
Yeah. I was really fascinated by the scene with Dan in the confessional because it's the first time we've ever seen him behaving genuinely sincere. Well, I guess he's sincerely awful, but in being sincere about his place in the existential climate, the existential world, where does he belong? The first time he's really, you know, genuinely being vulnerable without anyone present who he might get something from. Unless he's like literally trying, I guess, because he does ask, can I get forgiveness for something I haven't done already? So is he trying to gaslight God? is this Dan's final
why? He doesn't really want forgiveness, I don't think. Like,
right. But why is he bothering to go to the confessional? That's a really interesting choice to make for a person, to go to a confessional seeking genuine forgiveness, feeling some kind of genuine repentance, and yet also wanting to get away with something, like seeing if God's going to let you get away with something.
Yeah.
I think that's so interesting.
I mean, there's a part of me that thinks Dan gets his kicks seeing what he can get away with. And so going in and basically admitting that you're going to do something bad.
Yeah.
And now you've got this pastor, you know, privilege of, are you going to tell on me? What are you going to do about it? You know, if he can pull one over on an institution that is supposed to be, I don't know, the, like, utmost respect, it shows you just how very low he is. But like, in all seriousness, does someone just sit there all day and like you can walk in at any time? I don't know what the rules are.
Do they not have hours? How does that work?
Yeah. You have to make an appointment?
My mom grew up Catholic. I should ask her.
Mom, text your mom.
I think they do have hours.
Is it only Catholic churches that have confessional or is it other
Yes.
ones?
It's only Catholic. Yeah. And it's private. It was a beautifully shot scene. I thought that was really pretty.
I liked how it was edited because
me too.
We're coming back after, you know, a couple months, and it reminds the audience of every single person that Dan has hurt. And I'd forgotten that he pissed off Whitey. And he, you know, like, you forget, like, oh, wow.
But he really assaulted Karen.
Karen threw a chair through a window. She was so mad. Yeah.
Friends, we need a second to talk about Squarespace. Squarespace has so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of the product features that I love is their asset library. You can upload, organize, and access all of your content from one place. With the new asset library, you're able to manage all of your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. They also have flexible website templates, so you can get started with one of their professional website templates with designs for every category and use case. Then you just customize your look, update content, and add features to fit your unique needs. You can make any Squarespace template do what you want, so your idea, your brand, or your business stands out online on every device. Plus, they will make selling your products on an online store a breeze. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need to start selling online. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Friends, you are going to love Legacy Box. Legacy Box is the safest and easiest way to digitize your memories on analog media that you don't have a way to watch anymore.
With Mother's Day fast approaching, it's a great gift for the whole family. Relive moments like wedding days, first steps, or the embarrassing haircut you had in the 90s. Thank you very
much. I feel
attacked. Please don't go look at my yearbook. You guys can reconnect with your family's history and hear your grandmother's voice again for the first time. It's priceless.
And the process is really easy. You just send in your Legacy Box filled with old VHS tapes, camcorder tapes, and pictures. And then their team professionally digitizes everything by hand in the USA. And you'll get everything back on the cloud or thumb drive along with your originals.
It honestly is just the easiest thing. I loved this. When they sent ours to the house, it was like, throw all your stuff in it. It honestly felt kind of ridiculous to me. I was like, is this okay? I'm just like sending a box of all these loose goods. Like, really? I just do this? And they did such a beautiful job with like everything from our old videos, old Polaroids. It was really, really special. And I can't wait to do a round two.
And it opened up all that space on my shelf because I've got all these bins full of VHS tapes and same, big photos. And just to be able to open that space up is really, really nice.
Join over 1.5 million families that have trusted Legacy Box with their memories. Just go to legacybox.com/drama to save 60% during their best Mother's Day sale ever. Legacybox.com/drama.
So I play this little game every morning where I leave the house looking decrepit. And then I drop my children off at school. And then I get to my office and I take out a nice, cute little bag that came with my Thrive Cosmetic order. And with just a couple of products, I'm able to look like a normal, happy, healthy human again. It's incredible. I love these products. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Now, a few of my favorite products include their incredible Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. Its easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like wax and blends like a powder. Just line brows to give this some structure and create natural-looking strokes of hair to fill in sparse brows. It comes with a spoolie brush to lift and tame brows after applying the pencil, and there are 8 shades to choose from that adjust to your natural brow color for a perfect match every time. Now,
my other favorite product, I've been talking about this forever, is the Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. And it's super easy to remove, you guys. This is my favorite part. It just slides right off with warm water, doesn't leave smudges, doesn't pull your eyelashes out. It's incredible. Its nourishing ingredients support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/drama. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/drama for 10% off your first order.
You guys, I am spread so thin and I am in my car 90% of the day shuttling children. So when I am parked in the pickup line and I can get my grocery shopping done, it is the greatest treat in the world. And that is why I am obsessed with Thrive Market.
Absolutely, because the one thing everyone has to do is grocery shop. So why not do it from the comfort of your couch while you're killing time in the parking lot, wherever you are? That's where Thrive Market comes in for me. It's the no junk food, healthy grocery store that we love, that your kids love. It's great.
That's it, baby. Thrive Market is my go-to for all of my grocery and household essentials. And the convenience of getting everything online and then quickly shipped to my doorstep is a huge time saver.
And I love that Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. See, they restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories. And then you can use their on-site filters to suit whatever your lifestyle needs are.
Save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/drama for 30% off your first order plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/drama. thrivemarket.com/drama.
All right, you guys know that I have been wearing Skims for a while now. I've bragged about it. Just recently, I tried another one of their T-shirts. Now, it's the best fitting T-shirt I have ever worn. And that's because Skims makes the best basics and foundations. I get dressed every morning at 6 o'clock in the morning because the second I leave the house to take the kids to school, I'm in meetings, I'm doing Zooms, I'm driving all over the town, I'm going to Home Depot to get stuff for my yard. You know, like I'm constantly on the go. And so I want to be comfortable, but I also don't want to look like a bum. And these T-shirts are the perfect fix, you guys. They look great, they fit great, and they feel great. So shop the Skims T-shirt shop at skims.com, now available in sizes extra, extra small, all the way up to 4X. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know that we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
But Paul is so good at going back and forth between the sincere and the evil.
Yeah.
I mean, when Deb comes up to him and he's got amnesia, so, you know, so-called amnesia, and he can't remember, and he's being so genuine with her. And I really thought for a moment, like, oh my gosh, maybe this amnesia really, really changed him. How does he do it every time he gets us?
Yeah, he really does.
Good. Well, because the audience, you know, they're like, surely at some point, is this it? No, this isn't it. Is this it? No. How long can it go on before the audience is like, it's never happening? Never.
But it's really playing on our emotions. Think about real life. Think about the people in your life that you know who are like that, and you still keep thinking, maybe this is the moment. Maybe this time they're going to change. We do it all the
time. Joy, this is why there's 8 million memes out there about like, set your boundaries, walk away.
Like, exactly.
I see these Instagram posts. I like them. Dan's crazy, but Deb also is, you know, like making her gin comments. Did she finish up pill rehab and now she's drinking? Yep. Is that what's happening?
She did, but you're not supposed to do that. Yeah. You're not supposed to like drink after you go to rehab for pills.
Yeah, that feels a little.
Again, I don't know what the rules are. Sober.
I don't either.
What are rules?
I think sober is sober. I think you're supposed to not do that. So, yeah, she's making these comments and
she's hip and she turned Karen's into a cyber.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder if maybe she's making, because she goes to get coffee, but she's making jokes about gin. Is she making fun of herself, but it's just not very good writing?
Yeah, maybe.
I don't think I understand it.
We still don't know who actually lit the fire, and I think it was her.
I think it
even
was
though
her.
They're alluding to that it was Lucas. Mm-mm. I think you're right. Somebody who, which one of you said Lucas? Oh, Hillary said Lucas pulls him out of the fire. I think that was it.
And the giveaway that Lucas saves Dan is that he has the burnt card. So Lucas was in that dealership when it was already on fire.
Right.
Yes.
But why would you save someone's life and take the card that
ties you to the crime scene?
Because I think he's trying to protect whoever did it. Because Lucas, he doesn't know if it was Keith. He doesn't know if it was Nathan. He doesn't know if it was his mother or Andy, you know? Lucas is trying to protect whoever actually did it because he knows that those repercussions are bad.
Yeah.
Well, and it's smart too because the way they set up the Deb and Nathan of it all, Nathan comes in and she says, I've been here alone all night, which sounds ridiculous and like she's trying to establish an alibi. But where was Nathan? Because it could have been. So they start playing tricks on you where you're like, well, it could have been her. Or if she was home, it could have been him. And she says, we're getting out. And he says, I know we are. Is it because he's making sure they are? Like they did a good job establishing the question.
Did your husband just walk by with his shirt undone?
He just brought me a glass of wine.
Sup, dude?
He has a shirt on under that.
Oh,
shirt.
All right.
The top shirt is unbuttoned.
Sophia's fiance, Grant, is so, I have to say, he's like become the wine connoisseur. I think over the pandemic, right? He became a wine connoisseur.
He was really into wine even before, but yeah, he's now made it like his actual work, which is
organic.
So nice for me.
Yeah.
Yes. But it's all like organic, biodiverse.
Biodynamic.
Like, biodynamic. Can I just tell you, I went over to Soph's house and we sat and had dinner and I drank way more wine than I usually do. Uh-huh. I usually stop at a glass and a half because I have to drive home or I also just don't like the way I feel in the morning after drinking wine. I have a headache. I feel awful. So it's not worth it to me anymore. So a glass and a half is usually my limit. I definitely went over that. And I tell you, I woke up the next morning and felt fine.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah.
There's nothing.
Magic.
And I said, what is this magic? And it's because they're all organic wines.
Yeah. Because it's not wine that makes you feel bad. It's the creepy additives that they're allowed to put in it. Grant explained it to me this way, which I thought was such a good way to understand it, is that they've basically made wine into Coca-Cola. Like they want it to taste, they want every bottle to taste the same every time. And wine is alive. That's not how it works.
Interesting. You know,
and so when you drink completely organic, natural wine, biodynamic wine that doesn't have 81 legally allowed additives in it, like most of the wine that comes off a shelf, you're like, he'll run wine tastings for people over here.
Okay.
And be like, we'll start with a white and then go to an orange and then we'll do a light red and then we'll do a red. And everyone's like, what's happening? And everybody the next day is like, I don't have a headache. I feel great.
That sounds so nice.
Like, yeah, because you didn't get poisoned. You just had a nice dinner.
Yeah, we gotta sign up for good, what is it? Good wine?
Drink good wine.
Drink good wine club. Okay,
that's
I signed
our club.
Up, so I'm shamelessly plugging your fiance, Grant's.
It's very fun.
Business.
And
we need
and
the wine suitcase with Drama
honestly,
Queens right on the front.
Yeah. We need a wine suitcase and we'll just cart it around with us when we take this show on the road, folks.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, you know who really needed a glass of wine in this episode was Haley.
Oh my God.
Enjoy the work you had to do in this episode. Honey.
But that beautiful scene between you guys when you come in and you ask him if he's awake. You guys, God, that scene was so good.
The kissing? I cried.
It hurt. It made me teary. It hurt.
I remember filming that, and it's one of those things where the muscle memory, the visceral muscle memory of filming it, came rushing back to me.
Wow!
And because we spent a long time in that room that day.
Yeah.
Maybe we
blocked a lot of scenes
shot.
In there.
But we spent a lot of time in that room, and. James and I had not done any scenes like that before. Mm-hmm. We had the one in the at the concert backstage, which was really just me giving a speech, and then he leaves. So the back and forth, the combative, like being a married couple struggling, James and I had not done anything like that. Also, James was very aloof, and he still is. He's a very aloof guy.
Yeah.
It's one of the great things he has going for him too, you know. But
he has a good poker face.
Totally.
Yeah.
And so I never I'm, you know, very I'm a musical theater kid. I'm like, na-na-na-na. Like, you know,
these are my feelings. Like,
what do I have to do to make you like me?
You want all my feelings on a platter right here? I'll give them to you.
Yeah. And James was always so poker-faced. And so I never knew whether he liked me or not. And I really wanted him to like me, just like as a friend. Like, I just wanted to know that he like liked me as a person.
Approval.
And that I wasn't hopelessly annoying to him. And so that was always... That was always going on in the back of my mind. So I remember when we filmed these scenes, it was actually particularly painful for me to have him rejecting me.
Oh, no. Joy.
Yeah, because it tapped into a very real fear. You were like, he doesn't like me. And in this scene, he's behaving like he doesn't like me. Oh, no. It's so
Isn't
painful.
Isn't that funny?
Wow. No, but I totally get it because we do work in this world where like I would say most of the people that we work with are incredibly like, hey, let's be best friends. It's like puppies, right? It's like, let's just like, you know, get in a pile and cuddle and tell each other all our deep secrets. And because James is not like that, like James is very sure of who he is and he doesn't need to project. And he's like, he's just different. There's a calmness to him where he didn't need the same validation that we did. And I felt the same thing, Joy, because I was always like, well, why don't you want to share like secrets? Like, why aren't we?
Yeah.
Totally. Tell me your feelings.
Just chill.
We got into an elevator in Paris. I got an elevator with him and my au pair who had come out to watch Maria. And we all got an elevator together. He gets off the elevator and my au pair, who's German, and, you know, they're very stoic. He gets off the elevator and she's like, he's calm.
Yes. Wow. We're frantic people. We are. We're frantic.
I think that was also why he had such a good grounding energy for all of us. Because you're right. That desire to puppy pile that you talk about, it's like, it's summer camp. It's camp friends. It's we're in this cabin and we're going to be friends forever.
Forever.
And by
Blood
next week,
oath.
You're going to know everything about me. And James was always, he would look at us. You know what he reminds me of? It's like the rancher who watches all the baby horses run around. Like, James was our wrangler.
In Yellowstone. James was in Yellowstone. We were on One Tree Hill.
By the way, he should absolutely be on Yellowstone. He should be on that show. Yeah. But he was just very much like, all right, you psychos, run around till you're tired, and then I'll feed you. Right. And we were like, okay. Like, that's who he is. And he still is. It's like we got to, you know what? The moral of the story is we need to buy James a cowboy hat.
Yeah,
I'm down for that.
We'll just send it to him with no note.
He made smart choices too, because he was like, I have my real friends. They're my friends from home. I have my little brother. And that was something that it took me a very long time to learn in our business, is like, a boundary is important. And keeping your home and your work life separate is a very important tool. And James somehow figured that out as a child. So kudos to him, man.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. I wish I'd known that sooner.
Really nailed it. But God, isn't that funny? I've had that, Joy, that thing you talk about. Like, Hillary, I even remember having it with you.
Yeah,
like,
I'm a psycho, Sophia. Oh. I was totally standoffish and weird on our show.
But you went in phases weird for me. Yeah. Like, even inside of our friendship, like, we'd be doing these scenes where, you know, we get to the point where Brooke and Peyton are fighting, and I'm like, it feels personal, though. Like,
it's not real.
It's on the script, but I feel uncomfortable in the scene, and it's really, it's breaking my real heart, not my Brooke heart. Help me.
Do you guys like do that? I take it personally always.
Of course. Of course.
Yeah.
Dude, even like...
There's. I have to remind myself to not take it personally. It's okay. It's okay.
Well, because it feels real. Our job is to make the feelings on the page real. And I think when you finally learn that that can emotionally make you feel crazy, you learn coping skills. But like, God, there were days when we were shooting up in Toronto where like Jason and I would be battling in these scenes. And then we'd finish the scene and I'd be like, Jason Isaacs, it's me, Sophia. Hug me. I need you to hug me.
Yeah.
You know, and he'd be, and then, you know, he'd be in his sweet little British accent like, oh, darling. And I was like, darling. I just need to remember in my body that it's not real.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. I love asking for that.
Remember in my body.
But we didn't know to do that when we were doing our show. Like, no, you would have never said to James, this has made me very uncomfortable. Could you hug me because you're my friend? Like, you would have never.
Would you please let me know that you don't hate me?
Hold me. Hold me, James.
He would have been like, sure, I don't hate you.
Oh, my. 100%. I don't hate you. And he would have rolled his eyes when he said it. And he'd be like, but you look like you do.
But you look like you hate me.
Oh, God.
It's like, why? I mean, maybe that's an artist thing. Since I was young, I remember always being so paranoid, terrified, every room I walked into that nobody liked me.
Yeah.
For no reason. Yeah.
Does that ever go away?
I don't know.
I still feel that way constantly.
Like, me too.
I go to the grocery store and talk to a checkout woman for too long and, like, you know, ask her about where she got her nails done and also I like your hair and leave feeling like, oh no, oh no, I messed up. Like, she's going to think I'm a psycho. And then I'm like going to wait for her outside in the parking lot, you know, like.
On the way out, you're like, by the way, not single white female. Just think you're awesome. I'm sorry. Why did I say that? Like,
yeah. Cool. Can I have your number? You know.
Like, and then it becomes it's the weird vacillating between really being sincere and just like, I like you. I think you're cool. Blah, blah, blah. And also the thing of perpetuating this. Do you like me? Do you like me? And then people who are good at detecting bullshit. I've definitely encountered some of those people when I'm in a spin and I'm feeling like I need people to like me and they just are not having it. Not because they don't like me, but because they're not interested in my need for them to like me.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah,
like
they can
tell that everything that I'm doing is not really because I'm interested in them. It's because I am trying to get some kind of reaction out of them to feed myself.
Okay, that is some major therapy growth right there. Can we just, I have a desire to like snap for that. Like, that's a big fucking deal.
Please.
When you're like, this is triggering my need for validation. Understood. That's some serious grown-up lady growth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do we have
to acknowledge when that happens?
Yeah.
Like, am I doing this really for you or is this really just all about me? And I need to just like allow you to have whatever feelings you're having, whether you like me or not. And just, I can share my feelings for you genuinely and then walk away. But I don't need to perpetuate this like song and dance to make sure that you like me. And then I can walk away being like, okay, another person likes me. Good. Check that off the list.
Yeah. What is the worst?
It's tough.
What is the worst like fake fight you've had on a job where you have been like scared it's real? Like, because our show, we were babies, and so we didn't know how to separate fact and fiction very well. But like, I played a mistress on a TV show that Toni Collette was the lead in, and her husband was Tate Donovan. And so I was supposed to be having this affair with Tate Donovan, and I was so excited to work with Toni Collette. And she was just like, I'm gonna need you to stay away from me. And she was so lovely, but like very professional, but also like, we can't be girlfriends. And I just remember being like, oh no, I've come off so hyper. I've come off like the mistress, you know, because like my character had to apologize to her and be like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. You're such an awesome woman. And I didn't know. And like, I'm like, oh no, I'm perpetuating this in real life because I'm like, I think you're so cool and I like your hair and also your shoes are really pretty today. You know, like, that was the weirdest I've ever felt professionally because like, no, I swear I'm a normal person. I swear. I'm just playing a whore.
I'm just playing a whore. Oh my God. I don't know. I'm really trying to think of... I don't know.
I mean, maybe I'm just thinking about it because I literally was just talking about it. But when we had that fight on the front lawn of Peyton's house.
Oof. That one hurt.
That f***ed me up for a bit.
Me too.
Like, I didn't feel okay.
No.
And I think we both were like wounded and then didn't want to say it, but could see it on each other's faces.
Well, no, so we just, Sophia, kind of like, you were literally wounded. I cracked your skull. Like, you had to go to the hospital.
We had a moment. I was like, something is wrong.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. It felt, it just felt so awful.
We tapped into something like dark.
Yeah, to like girl wounds.
Yeah.
To like the betrayal of the, you know, the first best friend betrayal you ever go through or whatever. And it just felt big and painful. And it was 2005 and no one was in therapy yet. So it was really hard to deal with.
That was a rough one.
That's right. That was we didn't have better help back then.
No, we had no like mental health leaders on Instagram sharing inspiring infographics in your morning feed.
Wouldn't that have been amazing? Can you imagine if they had actually just made like Beth Crookham maybe like, or somebody kind of like her who is just 10 years older than us. So still young and cool, but like clearly had her shit together. Just made someone like that our like a guidance counselor on
check
set.
In.
Why didn't we have a guidance counselor? Especially because there were so many big things we were going through and people treated us like grownups, but we were kids. And so then we were like, well, we can't admit that we feel like kids because we're supposed to be the grown, we're, you know, employees, like we're supposed to have it all together. So we just like fumbled around for years. Dumb.
Do you think that in other professions, which we can, I mean, none of us can really know because we don't do anything else, but I wonder if this is, you know, we think this is an extraordinary problem just for actors, but maybe in other professions, other people feel, especially young people coming out of college or going, you know, going into new jobs or internships. Yeah. I mean, I wonder if kind of the pressure's the same everywhere, except for the public notoriety, like that's something else.
Well, here's what I'm going to say. I think the pressure is very similar. I think the pressure of public notoriety is hard. And I also think the utter lack of boundaries in film and television, like,
yeah.
When you go to work at an office, you're doing spreadsheets. You're not doing like emotional scenes where you're fighting your best friend whose parent has died. Like that's not in the wheelhouse.
Take your clothes off. You look good in that bathing suit.
Yeah. Like that's not in the wheelhouse of a typical 9-to-5. Not to say people don't get pushed around and harassed and all the things, but you're not emotionally manipulating yourself in a group. Yeah. For your job with no guidance or help. Like, so I do feel like
I've got a lot of friends that work in healthcare and they do emotionally manipulate themselves because they have to compartmentalize in a way that we had to, where it's like feelings, I can control these things.
Well, yeah. How do you witness suffering every day and do your job? If you're a doctor, if you're a nurse, if you work in a hospital, yeah, you get real good at disassociating, which
well, you have
not
to as a professional.
Healthy for any of us.
The suffering person has to look at you and see a stable person. They can't see you breaking down.
Well, to that extent, you can say hairdressers have to do the same thing. You know, so it's like you can find glimmers of this of that same thread.
Yeah, like shadows of it.
When you are taking care of other people, you are not allowed to authentically feel your feelings. And so, especially when you're a young person, it gets, you know, sloppy.
Oh, yeah.
It gets sloppy. And so I think the nicest thing we can do is say, hey, your 20s are real sloppy. I sure love you anyway. 30s and 40s get way better, kids.
They get so fun. Want to learn some of the stuff we learned? We'll pass it on to you. And we'll also give you a discount for therapy. You're welcome.
That's right.
You know? Okay.
Please cut to the ad right now.
Oh, my God. Good. That's the best transition I've ever done. There's my directing hat. Friends, you are going to love Legacy Box. Legacy Box is the safest and easiest way to digitize your memories on analog media that you don't have a way to watch anymore.
With Mother's Day fast approaching, it's a great gift for the whole family. Relive moments like wedding days, first steps, or the embarrassing haircut you had in the 90s. Thank you very
much. I feel
attacked. Please don't go look at my yearbook. You guys can reconnect with your family's history and hear your grandmother's voice again for the first time. It's priceless.
And the process is really easy. You just send in your legacy box filled with old VHS tapes, camcorder tapes, and pictures. And then their team professionally digitizes everything by hand in the USA. And you'll get everything back on the cloud or thumb drive along with your originals.
It honestly is just the easiest thing. I loved this. When they sent ours to the house, it was like throw all your stuff in it. It honestly felt kind of ridiculous to me. I was like, is this okay? I'm just like sending a box of all these loose goods. Like, really? I just do this? And they did such a beautiful job with like everything from our old videos, old Polaroids. It was really, really special. And I can't wait to do a round two.
And it opened up all that space on my shelf because I've got all these bins full of VHS tapes and same big photos. And just to be able to open that space up is really, really nice.
Join over 1.5 million families that have trusted Legacy Box with their memories. Just go to legacybox.com/drama to save 60% during their best Mother's Day sale ever. Legacybox.com/drama.
So I play this little game every morning where I leave the house looking decrepit. And then I drop my children off at school. And then I get to my office and I take out a nice, cute little bag that came with my Thrive Cosmetic order. And with just a couple of products, I'm able to look like a normal, happy, healthy human again. It's incredible. I love these products. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Now, a few of my favorite products include their incredible Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. Its easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like wax and blends like a powder. Just line brows to give this some structure and create natural-looking strokes of hair to fill in sparse brows. It comes with a spoolie brush to lift and tame brows after applying the pencil, and there are 8 shades to choose from that adjust to your natural brow color for a perfect match every time. Now, my other favorite product, I've been talking about this forever, is the Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. And it's super easy to remove, you guys. This is my favorite part. It just slides right off with warm water, doesn't leave smudges, doesn't pull your eyelashes out. It's incredible. Its nourishing ingredients support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/drama. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/drama for 10% off your first order.
Use coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva to give your home a shiny clean filled with an uplifting fragrance. With its powerful formula, you can clean confidently as its refreshing scent transforms every room in your home into an island oasis.
So go ahead and elevate your cleaning routine with Clorox Scentiva because it smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like inspiration.
Ooh, get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store. Also available in grapefruit or lavender scents.
So one of my goals for 2024 is to shop more sustainably, right? I mean, it's not just spending money and buying stuff. You can actually do a lot of good with the money that you spend. So I love being able to shop sustainably at Macy's, and I really appreciate that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes that make a big difference. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elmis, and more. Plus, to bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. They're transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. You can donate online or in-store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
Hey, it's your drama queens, and we're here to tell you that choking is the 4th leading cause of accidental deaths. So let's talk about LifeVac.
It is a life-saving airway clearance device, which has saved over 1,500 lives. LifeVac is the easiest, safest, and only non-invasive choking rescue device that can save the life of your loved one.
Visit LifeVac, LifeVac.net, and enter promo code DRAMAQUEENS to save 20% and secure your home kit today.
But it actually is really interesting because thinking about the sort of tessellations of that expectation to serve the group, you see our characters grappling with it. You know, Haley made a choice for herself and is punished for it. And granted, it was messy, but she's a teenager. What was she supposed to know? Peyton is having a real hard time, you know, not taking this family stuff personally, and is struggling to express how she feels and has this conflict with her father because she feels betrayed. And Brooke doesn't want to get hurt. So she's putting up all these walls and boundaries and saying, like, I'm in control of this, but really she doesn't feel good about it.
Yeah.
And all these kids are just trying to figure out how to get back to normal before they were heartbroken. But you can't unbreak a heart. Mm-mm. And so you're just not the same after a heartbreak as you were when you were like an innocent little freshly hatched chickling.
Aww.
I'm going to write a country song. I'm going to write a country song called
You Can't Unbreak, a Heart.
Oh my
God, thank you.
Please.
Joy, please write us that song. So I just
no
think
matter what you do, you can't unbreak a heart.
See, look at you.
There it
win a Grammy. But I just think there's something really interesting about that, not only in the landscape of our show, but in this larger landscape of talking about how even as grown women in rooms, sometimes we don't feel like we know what to do with our feelings.
Yeah. I read a book. It's a novel. It's called Elegance by Kathleen Tessaro. I read it last year.
What a name.
And it's about a woman who's getting out of a marriage, and she's always been sort of rather frumpy and just not really given any much thought to her. What she puts forth into the world. She just shows up at work and does her thing and goes back home. And she gets a hold of this vintage book on elegance, and she starts going through the chapters for what each chapter is for. And, you know, some of it seems quite silly, how to match your handbag to your outfit and things like that. And then some of the things are deeper. And I tell you, I haven't been affected by a novel like this in a really long time, because while I was reading this novel, I found myself so, I related to this character so much, and I so wanted to slow down the way that she was slowing down as she was learning how to not walk into a room and apologize for herself immediately, how she was learning to slow down instead. And I found myself doing it too. Like I'm a ping pong ball around my house. If I leave something upstairs, I don't walk upstairs to get it. I run upstairs and get it. And then I run back downstairs to just sit back down on the couch where I was. Like, I can't just walk. And
that's why you have a great butt, though.
Yeah, that's why the butt's supreme.
Sorry, I just had to say it.
Hey, thanks. But I really found that it helped. I've been wanting to go back and reread it because I've gotten out of the habit that I was in. But during the month, it took me a while to read it because I was doing other things, but during the month that I was reading this book, I really slowed down, and I really was taking in the appreciation for myself, for my environment. And it wasn't a vanity thing like, I want to be elegant. It was, I deserve to carry myself in the world in a way that reflects my value.
Wow.
And it's really beautiful. Anyway, I recommend it to you girls, but this just makes me think of that, because we
dreamy.
Do bounce. We bounce all over the place. Bing, 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 bing.
Yeah.
From point A to point Z. And sometimes we just need to slow down. And that can be hard to do when we're constantly worried if people like us or not.
Do you like me?
I really like you guys.
Yeah, I like you guys.
I like you too. I like you too.
Damn it.
Can I say one thing about Haley?
Yes.
This is the first time this episode, I don't know why, I think it was something Peyton said. I can't remember. It was one of you two. One of you twos said something about, the choice that I made. And I think for the first time I'm realizing that Haley has always been it was Peyton. Peyton was mad at Haley.
Oh,
and
yeah.
She was telling Brooke why she was so
but
mad at her
She's not
in the
really
apartment.
Mad at Haley. She's mad
she's
at Ellie.
She's mad at her mom.
Yes, yes. But what she said wasn't totally untrue. And what I realized is that Haley actually has been a part of a unit her entire life. A family unit, all those kids. And then got married immediately, left her parents' house and got married. So no wonder she just was like, I gotta be on my own. I have to figure out how to be on my own. Yeah, it was the first time I realized that with her. Anyway, I wanted to say
that.
Everyone needs that space, that time.
Yeah.
I agree with you. And I think that the way Haley came back, not bouncing all over the place, you were very still and you were very like quiet but firm. It was a strong move because another actress could have been like, please, Nathan, take me back, Nathan. It's too much. I can't bear it. And you were slow and methodical about it. And you had to repeat yourself over and over again. And it never felt stagnant or stale. It was just firm and loving. And I think that's what anybody who, like putting myself in Nathan's shoes, if the trust is gone, firm and slow and steady is exactly what you're looking for. It's like, calm it down. Yes. Let's remove the melodrama. Make me believe you.
And it shows that she learned something and is sure. And so this idea that she was always in a unit and never got to do something for herself, she went out, she went and had her hero's journey. She went out on her own.
Ulysses.
Sure. And that's really nice. And it's weird, as you're saying all this, Hillary, where you're like the slow and the steady, I'm like, oh, that's what Brooke is trying to get Lucas to teach her he is.
Yes.
She wants him to prove that he is sure by being slow and steady.
I love the mirror of those storylines.
It's crazy.
I didn't
see it until just now. But she's like, you want to, you're sure? Prove it.
Yeah.
Slow and steady. I'm going to test you. I'm going to push you. Let me see it.
Yeah.
I wonder if Brooke and Nathan are about to kind of be in the same place. Like, is Nathan going to test Haley?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't remember.
I don't remember either, but I'm deeply curious.
Maybe
that's
what this episode is all about, testing love. Like, because Peyton and her dad, guys, I had no recollection of how firm Kevin Kilner was with me in those scenes where he's like, you can be mad, but don't you dare bring your mother into this.
Yeah.
And he doesn't hug her and he never tries to like smother her with affection or anything like that. And
he sets a boundary.
Well, in my mind, because Kelvin Kilner was someone who I really, really liked a lot, and we ended up working together later on White Collar. Kevin Kilner is the best and has such good dad energy. And I guess in my mind, I thought we were all like warm and fuzzy. And Larry is not warm and fuzzy with Peyton here. And she's testing his love. And instead of doing the whole, like, I'm going to tell you I love you over and over again, he's like, knock it off. You're being a brat. Stop it. Like,
it's good. It's parenting.
It's so strong.
Yeah. It was hard.
Parenting.
But I love Thomas, who played my dad before, but Kevin felt like dad. Like, I wish he would have come back for weddings and things because he was so good.
I know.
And you pointed out something so interesting when he first came on screen, where we were like, oh my God, Kevin Kilner looks so much like Brian Greenberg.
Daddy issues, like,
so
honey.
Much Greenberg
Peyton,
energy.
They always say, like, you know, you fall in love with a version of your dad. And it's like, holy shit, Jake Jagielski and Larry Sawyer are
twinsies. Yeah. Yeah, Peyton's got dad issues, mom issues, best friend issues. Back in, like,
what? She has issues.
She's just a regular high school girl, man. Peyton on her walls. I love that. You know what? This is the first episode. I know Peyton's been very artistic, obviously, the last few seasons, but this is the first episode I really remember seeing the artistry coming out literally onto her walls. Pouring out of her everywhere she goes. I love that. The breaking the mold, breaking the boundaries, just like, paint on my walls.
Up
I can
the
throw
thing.
Whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. That mural with those faces.
Oh my God.
And the one like hypnotist wheel and the 6 billion. That is a sense memory for me.
Yeah.
Like the hours we used to spend in that room. Like,
and we would like find a random face and like make up stories about that face in the crowd
like,
from the 1930s.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh my God. I remember. That's so funny.
And we would assign crew members we worked with to some of those faces and be like, that's you, Brian, or that's you, you know, like, we just stared at it for so, so long. Mm-hmm. And I don't know where that picture's from. Like,
I don't either.
I'd love that backstory. At some point, we have to have some art department members on the show because they can walk us through like the lamps of it all.
We need it.
That weird head on the desk.
We've got to do that.
I want to know where all that stuff came from.
That was a really big deal, wasn't it? That moment in the when you painted that number on the wall and that quote.
It's one of the most famous quotes of the show.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that stands alone in the zeitgeist.
We've had a lot of people get engaged using that quote. Like, and people like use it in their wedding videos and stuff. Cause that all you need is one quote is like,
I swear that's Lady Gaga's. That's where she got it. That's where she got it. It has to be.
I like the ownership.
Yeah. The repeat of her. She used that same quote over and over and over in all these different interviews. You have to Google Lady Gaga. All you need is one.
Honestly, I'm down for Gaga to be a One Tree Hill fan. Let's do it.
I wish.
Ooh, that sounds fun.
Does she want to come record with Red Bedroom Records?
She should. I used to get to hang out with her in Chicago. She's a babe.
And oh, that's right.
Yeah, yeah.
She's great. I love her.
That's awesome.
I remember texting Jenny being like, it's happened. Because, you know, my girlfriend Jenny, who's one of my best friends from Wilmington, you know, we used to like take a party bus down to Raleigh to to Gaga shows.
Yeah.
When she was touring. So like, oh my God. I was like, it's happening. I've met her.
We did. It!
That's so great.
We've achieved the next level in Super Mario Brothers or whatever the you know, like it felt. I was like, this is insane. I'm in the Matrix.
Yeah.
Those moments are weird in life.
Those level up moments where I'm just like, did I hit the right mushroom and now I'm up here? What's going on?
Like, what happened?
You guys, literally, my son just got a Game Boy from the 90s. We went to like a vintage.
Did he get Tetris?
He got Tetris, but he got Super Mario Brothers too. And so he's like, it's like we're back. Because I hear that sound, just that. It's like, Gus, what are you doing? He's hitting all the mushrooms. Yeah.
Go for it, Gus. You get those mushrooms.
You get them.
Guys, we have listener questions.
We do.
Do you want to, should we read some of them?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this one's like perfect. Beth wants to know who your favorite musical guest over your time on the show was.
Oh.
Yeah.
I wish we'd had Gaga on the show. God, that would've been cool.
Damn. That would've been so nice. Cool.
Right at like the beginning of her like trajectory. Oh my God. So cool.
Yeah.
Damn.
I would have loved
that. Did we ever end up getting like Peaches? I know you loved Peaches early on. Did she ever come on our show?
My God. Oh my God, I loved Peaches.
Ooh.
I know.
Guys.
We loved that fucking song.
We would play that in the trailer and make people
so uncomfortable. Over and over again. I loved it so much.
Oh, God. That was. I forgot about that, Joy. I'm so glad you remember.
Oh, man.
Okay, so she wasn't on the show, but anyway, I remember that.
No, I loved Grace Potter, man. Yes. I still love Grace Potter.
I love her.
Yeah, she's so talented.
Yeah. For me, also one of the best. Like, there were so many moments that were cool, but God, she's like a mirage. Like, she feels like she came from another world.
She's awesome. Angels and Airwaves, I remember too.
And that felt so cool too, because that when they came on the show, we got to do that big USO show. And it felt so special to be able to kind of use the platform of our television show to go and throw a massive event like for the troops and their families. That was special. That's when I think a lot of us were like, oh, we could do stuff with this.
We could actually do good in the world, or at least, you know, interact with people on a more authentic basis. Like, it's one thing to go and like sign autographs and shake hands, but it's another thing to put on a show and go spend time with the families and get to know people. And that was a really special experience.
Cool.
Jack's Mannequin was another really great get, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God.
That was a fun one. Yeah, we were lucky.
Yeah.
We're lucky. Anybody right now that you guys would want on? Like who right now would be?
I know who you want.
Pom Pom Squad.
That band you've been.
I know, but I wasn't even going to say that because everyone already knows that. I'm trying to think, like, who do I want now? That little chick is so cute.
You know who I would love? If we were making the show right now, I would 100% make my friend Jack Garrett come and play.
Yeah.
Because he's just, God, he's just the best. And like, I love nothing more than taking people who haven't seen him perform live to a Jack Garrett show, because I'm like, your brain's going to explode. And I can't wait to watch it happen.
I love when my brain explodes.
Yeah.
It's my favorite. What about Leon Bridges? That would be some, that feels real on brand.
Mm-hmm. That'd be special.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm hot for it. All right, what's our other question?
Well, Katie says, I want to know how much of how a line is said is down to the actor and how much is down to the director.
Depends on the director.
Truly. I will say, and we talked about this while we were watching the episode, and as we're all in our late night spice, Brooke's one-liners are getting so good.
I love them.
Good. Oh, you've got the best dialogue right now.
In the airport when Haley comes to the apartment. And I remember being so thrilled. Like, the sense memory I had watching that scene when you walked in, Joy, and I went, I got room for you, but not a lot of pity.
I love it.
And I remember when we were shooting it, and whatever that is, like, I caught the rhythm, and I was like, that's it. Mm-hmm. That's the comedy. Yeah. And I forgot the feeling, because it was 20 years ago, and we watched the scene, and I was like, oh, my God. And guys, we've just been laughing.
What about you and Lucas at the airport?
Oh, yeah. Lucas at the airport
at the beginning was great, too.
Yeah.
It was so funny.
And these aren't for me. Okay, great. Like, there's my cap. It was and like, so wait, fun.
What did you say? Quick, tell me you love me.
Quick, tell me you love me.
Tell me you love me. Loved it.
Oh, my God. So I will say, I think, like, yeah, sometimes a director will come and say, you know, put more of this under it or whatever. They don't tell you how to say something. It's like there's a big faux pas in our industry with what's called a line reading. If someone comes and like reads your line for you, they're emotionally fired. but man.
I actually don't mind a line reading.
Really?
If I trust the director.
Yeah.
Yes. If it's not working, that's the thing. You have to let me try it. If I'm trying it and I'm not understanding what you're saying, just tell me. It's fine. Because if I can hear you say it the way that you think it should be said, then I can actually understand whether or not that's going to make sense for me or not. But if I don't really get what you're saying, if you can't communicate in a way you're saying it and I'm not hearing for whatever reason. Yeah. Then I don't mind. I don't mind a line reading.
I remember working on White Collar, and you know, I'd just come from North Carolina for 6-7 years, and I had to say some like business word, and I kept saying it with like a JoJo accent. And the director would just yell from behind the monitor, God, what was that word? It was something so stupid about like business contracts or some legal shit. And they were just like, where did you come from? In that situation, yes. Give me that line reading. Say it pronounce over and it over again. Yeah. Spell it out phonetically. Put it on a cue card. Sign me up.
Oh, I love it. But yeah, I think that's the interesting thing. You know, directors rotate on TV, and we're there all the time. So there's just something that happens in this season where you can really see everybody kind of clicking into the next level. Mm-hmm. And something happened particularly... because I'm reliving it now, like something happened with the way that the writer's room and I like clicked into Brooke's comedy in like a deeper way. And I would just read the scripts and giggle. I was so excited.
I think they realized
everybody else was
weeping in the episode. Yeah.
Fuck, man.
God, like, I just got so excited. I'd read these lines and be like, oh, I can't wait to say that.
I'm going to fuck them up with this one.
This one's going to be really fun.
So, well, you did it brilliantly. You're so good. I love Brooke. I love Brooke more and more every day.
Me too. God, I loved her.
I get it.
Friends, you are going to love Legacy Box. Legacy Box is the safest and easiest way to digitize your memories on analog media that you don't have a way to watch anymore.
With Mother's Day fast approaching, it's a great gift for the whole family. Relive moments like wedding days, first steps, or the embarrassing haircut you had in the 90s. Thank you very much.
I feel attacked.
Please don't go look at my yearbook. You guys can reconnect with your family's history and hear your grandmother's voice again for the first time. It's priceless.
And the process is really easy. You just send in your legacy box filled with old VHS tapes, camcorder tapes, and pictures. And then their team professionally digitizes everything by hand in the USA. And you'll get everything back on the cloud or thumb drive along with your originals.
It honestly is just the easiest thing. I loved this. When they sent ours to the house, it was like, throw all your stuff in it. It honestly felt kind of ridiculous to me. I was like, is this okay? I'm just like sending a box of all these loose goods. Like, really? I just do this? And they did such a beautiful job with like everything from our old videos, old Polaroids. It was really, really special. And I can't wait to do a round two.
And it opened up all that space on my shelf because I've got all these bins full of VHS tapes and same, big photos. And just to be able to open that space up is really, really nice.
Join over 1.5 million families that have trusted Legacy Box with their memories. Just go to legacybox.com/drama to save 60% during their best Mother's Day sale ever. Legacybox.com/drama.
So I play this little game every morning where I leave the house looking decrepit. And then I drop my children off at school. And then I get to my office and I take out a nice, cute little bag that came with my Thrive Cosmetic order. And with just a couple of products, I'm able to look like a normal, happy, healthy human again. It's incredible. I love these products. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Now, a few of my favorite products include their incredible Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. Its easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like wax and blends like a powder. Just line brows to give this some structure and create natural-looking strokes of hair to fill in sparse brows. It comes with a spoolie brush to lift and tame brows after applying the pencil, and there are 8 shades to choose from that adjust to your natural brow color for a perfect match every time. Now, my other favorite product, I've been talking about this forever, is the Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. And it's super easy to remove, you guys. This is my favorite part. It just slides right off with warm water, doesn't leave smudges, doesn't pull your eyelashes out. It's incredible. Its nourishing ingredients support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/drama. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/drama for 10% off your first order.
Use coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva to give your home a shiny clean filled with an uplifting fragrance. With its powerful formula, you can clean confidently as its refreshing scent transforms every room in your home into an island oasis.
So go ahead and elevate your cleaning routine with Clorox Scentiva because it smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like inspiration.
Ooh, get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store. Also available in grapefruit or lavender scents.
So one of my goals for 2024 is to shop more sustainably, right? I mean, it's not just spending money and buying stuff. You can actually do a lot of good with the money that you spend. So I love being able to shop sustainably at Macy's, and I really appreciate that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes that make a big difference. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elmis, and more. Plus, to bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. They're transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. You can donate online or in-store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
Hey, it's your drama queens, and we're here to tell you that choking is the 4th leading cause of accidental deaths. So let's talk about LifeVac.
It is a life-saving airway clearance device
which has saved over 1,500 lives. LifeVac is the easiest, safest, and only non-invasive choking rescue device that can save the life of your loved one.
Visit LifeVac, LifeVac.net, and enter promo code DRAMAQUEENS to save 20% and secure your home kit today.
Well, should we spin a wheel?
I want to spin the wheel.
It's amazing that we can talk for so long. Da, 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 da,
da, da. I know.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh. This, joy.
This is joy. This is joy 100%.
This is joy. Guys, the suspense is killing you at home, we know. This week's most likely to is who is most likely to leave their name?
It's not even a question.
And it's
not a question of who. No. It's a question of when's the last time she did it. Yeah. When's the last time, Joy?
In Charleston in November, a bartender.
Oh my God. That cute guy in Charleston. We got a picture. He was spicy.
I love it so much. Yeah. She'll text us and be like, guess what I did? Oh, and we're like, we know what you did. We know. It's why we love you.
We know.
Every little detail. So if
we're married,
if you were lucky enough to have Joy Lynn saunter into your establishment, you better treat mama well.
You might get a phone number on a receipt.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Never know.
Yeah. Oh,
okay, who are the characters? I think Brooke.
Oh yeah.
Oh, 100%. Brooke Davis, yeah. Brooke Davis would leave her phone number on a receipt and then walk up to the waiter and Ooh. Fold it up and tuck it in.
Yes.
They would not. Yes. They wouldn't be subtle.
I agree.
But, you know.
I love it,
I like that about her.
Love it. Well, guys, our next episode is season 3, episode 2, From the Edge of the Deep Green Sea. Wow. It's so dramatic. Mm.
Well, this
I missed you guys. I love you guys so much.
Missed you too.
We missed you.
Next time, let's record at like 4 o'clock in the morning. You know, like we'll let the fans figure out what we're up to. Our late night antics. Thanks for bearing with us, guys.
All right.
See you next week.
Love you.
Bye. Hey, thanks for listening.
Don't forget to leave us a review. You can also follow us on Instagram at DramaQueensOTH
or email us at DramaQueens@iHeartRadio.com.
See you next time.
We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens,
smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl. You could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens, drama, drama queens, drama queens.
Friends, it is the season of Cheers. Shop the largest selection of wine, liquor, beer, mixers, and more delivered in as little as 1 hour.
Oh, that's so easy. Mini bar delivery brings the wine and liquor store to the palm of your hand. As featured in Rolling Stone, People, the New York Times Magazine, their app is loaded with party essentials, gifts, cocktails, entertaining tips, and the perfect finishing touch to any life moment.
And you'll get $10 off your first mini bar delivery order with code IHEART. Get mini bar delivery on the go, available on iOS or Android.
Is it hoarding if it's boots? I don't think so. A woman can never have too many pairs of boots. It's the perfect gift for your loved ones and for yourself. So, this festival and concert season is all about boots. Everybody has to show up in style, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert with all your friends. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's TECOVAS.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Hey, it's your drama queens, and we're here to tell you that choking is the fourth leading cause of accidental deaths. So let's talk about LifeVac.
It is a life-saving airway clearance device which has saved over 1,500 lives. LifeVac is the easiest, safest, and only non-invasive choking rescue device
that can save the life of your loved one.
Visit LifeVac, LifeVac.net and enter promo code DRAMAQUEENS to save 20% and secure your home kit today.
What if we told you that April showers bring more awesome savings on all-inclusive beach vacays? That sounds better, right? So Cheap Caribbean Vacations semi-annual sale is helping you rein in an extra $200 off your next booking of 4 nights or more. That means you can score site-wide deals on your favorite beaches like Cancun, Aruba, Jamaica, and more now through the end of April. Don't wait. The semi-annual savings only comes twice a year. So go to CheapCaribbean.com to do your deal and save $200 on your next vacay.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Boy, I've spent definitely a significant amount of time in therapy in my life. And I think there's just so many layers to life that can be hard to navigate. And having somebody there to just talk through things really makes the days easier sometimes.
It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you. And how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through.
BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you.
Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.